Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
The superhero who's been a Marvel comic book favorite since the 1960s made it to the big screen in a big way, with domestic ticket sales of almost $404 million and another $414 million from international audiences. Spider-Man swings high as the top moneymaker of 2002. Of course, that kind of success means a sequel is inevitable, and co-star Kirsten Dunst says that was made clear back when she first took on the role of Spidey's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Three films, you're signed up, baby. If you don't like your role, you shouldn't be signing up. I mean, this is gonna be like my role for like a while now.
Begun this Clone War has.
There were sequels and prequels this past year. Attack of the Clones, officially Episode 2 of Star Wars, but actually the fifth film since the first Star Wars in 1977. Attack of the Clones comes in second on the year-end box office chart. There was also Harry Potter 2, Lord of the Rings 2, even Men in Black 2. While not all the sequels were hits, for instance, Analyze That flopped, despite the success of the original Analyze This. Robert Dowling, editor-in-chief of the trade paper The Hollywood Reporter, predicts the studios will continue to churn out follow-ups and big-budget epics.
Out here, they're referred to as event pictures, and they're events because they are expensive. They'll all be well over $100 million to make. They'll probably be $75 million or more to market. And that's the point. It's a major, massive consumer product rollout. The danger, of course, is that it may not work, and if it doesn't work, there's a lot of money lost.
As for money made, the big story of the year is a little film that every studio rejected, but audiences, when they finally got to see it, embraced.
You better get married soon. You're starting to look old.
My dad's been saying that to me since I was 15.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding cost only $5 million to make. Compare that with the $130 million production budget of Spider-Man. But Greek Wedding, which opened back in April at only 108 theaters, has steadily grown to gross more than $217 million. Star and writer Nia Vardalos says they really couldn't afford advertising at first, so its success is a tribute to word of mouth.
The people who went to those first 108 theaters took it under its wing. They just took this film under its wing, and they went home, and they told their 10 friends, or if they were Greek, their 10 first cousins.
Studio executives all over Hollywood are trying to figure out how to copy the success of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but Walter Parks of DreamWorks admits that it's almost impossible to invent word of mouth, especially for the big budget features, which he says require big advertising budgets.
Nothing is more meaningful than another human being telling you, at the grocery store, at the office, you know, I saw a picture, I really liked it. I think we're getting to a point where the audience is going to start to mistrust the barrage of information that we as studios have to throw at them to get their attention. There's a kind of a, we're in a bit of a catch-22 right now. Every now and then you can build a small movie from the ground up. Unfortunately, when you have a $75 or $85 or $100 million investment in a movie, you don't really have the opportunity to approach it that way. When you're releasing a big event movie, you need to go out there and make your statement the first weekend.
It makes you happy. It can't be that bad.
Of course, word of mouth can also work against a movie, and it did just that this year for pop music divas Britney Spears and Madonna, each of whom had films that failed. On the other hand, rap music star Eminem scored a hit with his first movie, the semi-autobiographical 8 Mile.
Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz.
And at year's end, critical acclaim for the long-awaited screen version of the stage hit Chicago gave new hope for a revival of the musical film genre. The year began with Hollywood history. For the first time, the Oscars for Best Actor and Best Actress went to black performers, Denzel Washington and Halle Berry.
I know it didn't change the industry overnight. That's certainly not what I meant when I was standing up there, that I thought this was going to now just change the world. I know that it didn't do that. But it did change the way people of color view themselves within the industry. I think they're hopeful now because it's finally obtainable. You know, Denzel also won that night, so it's tangible now. And I think they know that what they're dreaming of is possible if they work hard.
innocent.
But some of the most talked about performances of the year were by characters who really don't exist. Computer-generated images, such as the frighteningly realistic Gollum in The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. In fact, the Broadcast Film Critics Association even created a new category of Best Digital Performance for its annual Critics' Choice Awards. Robert Dowling predicts the entertainment industry will be even more digitized in 2003.
The key word driving it all is technology. The theaters are saying, okay, I've got to add more elements to get people to come in, and maybe I could use digital technology to offer other things in my auditorium. The film companies are saying, should we distribute our product over the internet because there are more people out there? Look what happened to the DVD this year, the fastest consumer product acceptance out there, and those things are flying off the shelves in terms of people buying films. Well, the next step could be digital distribution of that. You have electronic games. It's a whole new industry, which is bigger than the film business.
Robert Dowling is editor-in-chief of The Hollywood Reporter. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.